Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. My God, I just love to live by faith. People say, "Brother Jesse, you're always so full of joy." I'm going to tell you something about the faith life. It's the good life. Hallelujah. And I enjoy it every day because, you see, I get something new every day. My faith produces something. Oh, it's such a blessing. I'm a man of purpose, you see. And purpose affords you anchorage in the times of battle. Purpose has a destiny, and it's done by using faith. I want to talk about something that I think people really do and they shouldn't. A lot of people look at me. Look at me. I said, look at me. A lot of people look at me and say, "Boy, Brother Jesse, you this and that." They look at other preachers. Here's what I want to talk about. Don't look at men. Look at the man, Christ Jesus. Thank you that you love me. Thank you that you give me nice comments. And I live for Christ on a daily basis. But it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. We should not be just looking at people because people will disappoint you. But Jesus Christ will not because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let me give you a great scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, or men, the man, Jesus Christ." That's as good as it get, buddy. Ain't nobody better. Ain't nobody higher. That may not be good English, but it makes good sense to know the Lord. Here's another one. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. I really like this. "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross." He didn't say he enjoyed it. He endured the cross, despising the shame of it, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You see, he's the author and finisher of our faith, but he's under no responsibility to finish something that he has not authored. And I've seen some people get in major financial trouble. They want to build a church because they want to build it biggest one on the block. And it's nice to build a big church. Don't misunderstand me. But all of a sudden, through that, they get all kind of financial trouble and they lose a lot of stuff and a lot of people leave. Why? Well, is it possible that God didn't author that? So he's under no responsibility to finish it. But he's an author and a finisher. See, I don't look at men. I look at the man, Jesus Christ. That's who I set my eyes on. This is where I set my expectation, that purpose of mine. Purpose gives me direction of what to do. And I say, man, I'm going to follow him. Even the Apostle Paul had enough sense to know that. He said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." Because Christ was first in his life. So I want to ask you a question today. Are you looking at the men of God, the women of God? Or are you looking at the man of God, Jesus Christ? That's a valid question that I think you need to ask yourself at times. Yes, I think you ought to honor ministers, honor them completely. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. What happened if you want to call a hero in the faith? I have no problem with that. But remember that the reason why any minister or ministry can do anything is because of the man, Christ Jesus. So it's such a blessing to live for him on a daily basis. I do enjoy that. You know, I've said this many times, and I love this statement that the promises of God are far greater than the sins of people. Now, how could you say that, Brother Jesse? The man Christ Jesus, he's a high priest. He's a mediator. Now, you think about that. A high priest. Ooh, Lord. A mediator. An intercessor. And then he's an advocate. You got four jobs. That's Jesus. That's what he does. High priest, mediator, intercessor, advocate. He'll fight your case every time and will win every time. He better than Perry Mason. Remember Perry Mason way back on television? That great lawyer, you know, that kind of stuff. The man, Jesus Christ. So how can you get depressed? How can you not believe his word when he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? People say, "My God, but Jesse, even in the midst of all trouble, you just stay happy." I read the end of the book. We won. I'm just waiting to be raptured. To go by the way, or by the way of the grave. Either one, it don't make no difference to me. I ain't afraid of death. I've been so close to death many times, it didn't make a lick of difference to me. But I sure like to go in that rapture. I like to go for that ride. Woo! We are the champions of the world. I like that song. Why? Because we are. Because of the man, Christ Jesus. You think about that today, and your faith will produce facts that you never thought would be possible to you. Till next week, God bless you. Bye-bye. again.